here with state climatologist Justin Glisson as we talk about various topics. And this time of the year, you and I usually focus in on a couple. And so let's start with severe weather, maybe more in depth. And last year was a record-breaking year in many different ways. I know that you and I talked a couple of different times on the air about the major flash flooding we had in several of our communities, including Pella on two different occasions. Obviously, from a statewide perspective, historic floods in northern Iowa, a very powerful tornado outbreak impacting an EF4 storm that hit Greenfield, to frequent derechos that went through and all the above. Certainly 2024 was quite the year, and one that probably got people very weather ready just because we saw all modes of severe weather.
Yes, I couldn't summarize it better. So with all the active thunderstorm behavior that we had last season, National Weather Service has done an excellent job over the last several years of really pinning down the forecast for when we have a severe weather outbreak possible. And that's important because on the days of the severe weather or the day before, the local broadcasters such as yourself on the radio and on TV and even in print are able to get better details out to the public, and then they're more aware of when the event is occurring and what impacts could be and what they can do to mitigate those impacts in case of, let's say, for example, you look at the South with a 5 out of 5 risk of tornadoes last weekend. If you're in an area like that and you're in that 5 out of 5 category, you basically need to leave that area because it's such a high risk, and the Weather Service does an excellent job of conveying that information so that people are weather aware and aware of what could occur if the worst case scenario happens.
Well, and so much of your role, too, is obviously looking ahead, but also historical research. And when you release your weekly outlooks, especially in the spring and summer during the growing season, a lot of it bases on history. And when we talk specifically about severe weather, certainly since I've been in Pella, which is just over a decade now, the state has seen some pretty big years. We've also had some major droughts in between, but I think back now, we're in the 7th anniversary, we're coming on that, of the Vermeer tornado. We're in the 5th year anniversary, about to be, of that massive derecho that destroyed so much of Cedar Rapids and in eastern Iowa. And we've had the Christmas, almost Christmas derecho the year after. We've had some pretty significant events. When you look back at that historical research, what are the driving factors in your mind of why we've seen some of those really intense events and how they've become more frequent? Because I think a lot of people are used to a lot of thunderstorms, but obviously we've had some pretty historic storms in the last decade or so.
Definitely. So you look at a data point, the August 10th, 2020 derecho, the costliest thunderstorm in American history. You know, this is 5 years since the pandemic also started, and we had you look at the Storm Prediction Center's convective outlook for the day of the derecho, nothing across Iowa. It was basically a slight risk from St. Louis to Kansas City. And that was partially due to less information, less observations being inputted into the forecast models because of less air travel, less ships on the ocean that take observations. So we weren't getting as much data into the forecast models to produce a robust forecast. Now, the National Weather Service hopped on that complex of thunderstorms as it was moving over the South Dakota-Nebraska-Iowa border. But yes, that's one data point we look at. In fact, I think we've talked about this before, the term derecho was coined at the University of Iowa back in 1888. Dr. Heinrichs, who was a professor there, was studying straight-lined wind events versus tornadic events and came up with the word derecho from Spanish, the Spanish language. So when I look at our historical records for the state, of course, our most robust records are temperature and precipitation, but we also have reports and very in-depth reports, in fact, the floods of 1993, for example, Cedar Rapids flooding in 2008. So looking at all those data points, you're able to basically compare events. Now, there's really nothing to compare that August 10th derecho. Then you mentioned the December 15th tornado outbreak, 63 tornadoes across the state. So just in my tenure as state climatologist, almost 8 years, we've seen events that historically we shouldn't see for another 100 years, given their impacts. But with a warming climate, more water vapor availability in the atmosphere, we are seeing the ingredients come together more often for higher instability that supports severe thunderstorms. Now, if you look at the trends for tornadoes across the state, we're actually seeing a dip in one-off tornadoes. Now, we're seeing more outbreaks, but there is a semblance of Tornado Alley shifting more towards Dixie Alley, towards the south. But definitely, you look at the trends in severe weather, large hail is on the uptick, and we should see more large hail events in a warmer and wetter atmosphere, but also these straight-lined wind events. So keeping those records and providing the historical aspects when another event like that occurs is part of my responsibility as state climatologist.